Welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily from across the pond. This is Dan, at Dan is someone, also sometimes host, well, full-time host of Before We Begin. Today I'm going to be talking about building a community. A lot of people have talked about building communities, what it takes to build one. I'm actually going to be talking about what I'm doing to try to create one in my area. I've been listening to the Malifools and various other UK podcasts, and you guys have so many tournaments. I was so jealous, and I was kind of thinking to myself, why don't we have that over here? And I realize it's because nobody's running any tournaments over here. I'm living in the Portland, Oregon area. We actually have a pretty strong game store scene. There's a really strong Magic scene in the area. Fairly strong X-Wing scene, and there's a lot of these scenes where I saw tournaments popping up all the time, but there's never any Malifaux tournaments popping up, and it kind of made me sad. I really like playing Malifaux, I really like playing in tournaments, I really like getting those competitive juices going, so I finally just decided that I was going to take it upon myself to run a tournament. So that's what I did. I have set up to run a tournament next weekend. I kind of put some feelers out there to make sure it was something people were actually interested in before I did it. And the overwhelming response meant, yes, yes it is. Our Portland area has a Facebook group that is currently at about 80 members for just Malifaux in the Portland area. However, the Friday night open gamings I usually go to is anywhere between 3 and 6 people showing up, so I wasn't really sure why we couldn't all get together, and so I'm really hoping that by just getting a regular monthly tournament going, that we can really grow the community here. So my plan for the tournament is I'm having it at a game store that I don't usually play at. It's a little more central location in the city, so that way more people may be apt to come. I started advertising it about 3 weeks before it was to be run. I've never run a tournament before in this sense, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Thankfully, a lot of you guys out there doing podcasts have run tournaments and talked about running tournaments, so I feel like I have an idea of what it's going to take. I've gotten some excellent documents from Old Man Mike to help me out with actual running of the tournament. So that'll be a great help. Thank you, Mike. But my plan for this will be to have a monthly tournament that rotates from store to store, because I've played at a couple of different stores and it's not the same, like, it is different people at different stores playing. And I just feel like it's something that we need to unite the town of Portland, all the Malifaux players. We need to venture from store to store and meet some of these other players and just kind of grow that community, get that base set up. Yeah, so that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to do it by having, I'm just repeating myself now. I have a problem with just me talking. I run out of things to say. I need somebody else. Quick, somebody else say something. Thank you. Alright, yeah, so I want to run a monthly tournament. I want to have other people volunteer to run it so I can actually play in a few of them. It sounds like we have people interested in doing the Malifaux rankings, which would be really cool. That's another thing I've always kind of been a little jealous of with the UK guys, having that ranking system, seeing where they stack up, and just getting to play that many tournaments. And so I'm hoping that by just getting this started, by kind of bringing the community together, we can increase the numbers for the open gaming nights, we can increase the numbers for the Beerlifaux, we can meet new Malifaux players that are in the city. And that's the plan. As far as running my first tournament, I want to go Gaining Grounds, but with a few alterations to hopefully get players that may have not had time to finish painting their crews, or maybe got into Malifaux in this area, and then because of a lack of events and just a lack of knowing people haven't played, they just never got around to painting. So I'm not going to have a painting requirement on this first tournament. The store I'm having it at's a really nice store. They've got enough room that we should be able to host 16 to 20 people. So far, I have 9 people indicating that they're going to come. It's not purchasing tickets or anything, but it's saying going on Facebook. So of those 9, I expect probably at least 6. And there's another 6 or 7 maybes. So of those, I expect 2. So looking at maybe 8 to 10 people and maybe up to 15, 16 if they actually all come and people come that don't RSVP. So that's really exciting because, like I said, we just had, like, our normal Friday nights is about 3 to 6 players, so that's already more players than show up at our local get-together once-a-week plays. Yeah, so the way the tournament's going to be set up as far as prizes, the store is working with me to do store credit. There'll be an entry fee, and all the entry fees will go straight towards prizes. To keep with Malifaux's sense of not playing to win at all costs, I feel like I want to do 3 prizes. I want to do the top prize for the best sportsman, so that the person that just is the most well-rounded player to play against, people that really enjoy playing against that player, that person's going to get the top prize to make that the focus of the tournament, not so much winning. Like, playing the game should be the reward. Winning is fun, but if you get in the mindset where winning is the end-all be-all because that's going to be the top prize, that's where you can get some hurt feelings, you can get some arguments. I haven't really seen it in the Malifaux community because it's such a great community. But I just really want to focus on not promoting winning as the end-all be-all. I'd rather promote sportsmanship as being the top prize. The second prize, the second lower, like the step below that, I would like to have the prize be for best painted as voted by the players. Like I said, I'm not going to do a painting requirement, but this will reward the people that do show up with fully painted crew, as they'll have a chance at getting a prize for that. And it'll encourage those players that don't have a fully painted crew yet to actually be motivated to paint their crews and to paint them to a quality to where they know, like, not only will they feel better having a painted model on the table, they also might have a chance to win a prize, which, I mean, who doesn't love winning prizes? It's great. So those would be the top 2 prizes, and the third prize would probably be going to the best general. So that way that person still gets rewarded for their good play, their good strategic decisions, but it's not going to be the top prize. It's just going to be the third prize. That way, like I said, we're just really promoting fun. Yeah, so that's my plan for the tournament. It's going to happen on October 11th. So flip good cards for me. Think good thoughts for me on that day as I will be running my first tournament. And like I said, I'm not exactly sure how many people are going to show up. That'll kind of be a crapshoot. I need to go to the store sometime this week and just check their terrain that they have there and maybe wrangle some terrain from some of the players I know that are coming and just make sure we can have enough terrain to have nice boards so it looks really nice. So hopefully when other people come into that game store on that day, they can see Malifaux being played in a tournament setting with nice models and nice terrain and start asking questions about it. I'm planning on just TOing and being the ringer if needed. Hopefully I will have an even number of people and that won't be an issue. But if not, I feel like I'd probably be alright being the ringer. I'm not sure. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be way in over my head trying to do all of that. But I think it should work out because, like, I don't think it will be a huge field of players. But I think it'll be a good starting point from which hopefully the community can start growing. I'd really like to see, like I said, I'd like to see all of our store, the different, there's like 3 or 4 stores in Portland that have Malifaux going on at them. I know there's 3 for sure, and there's a number of game stores here, and I just feel like if we could just unite and bring all those people together. I know the open play nights are on different nights, so it'd be really cool to see, like, people come down to Guardian games on Friday nights. I know for a while at Red Castle they did Sunday afternoon Malifaux gaming. It'd be really cool to see these groups start to mix because, like I said, I've been to both groups. There's different people in each one of them. I'm the only go-between, at least I was for a while when I had a little more time on my hands. And I just want those people to all come together. I want us to grow a big community. I want us to start having tournaments. I mean, I don't believe we're probably going to get to the UK guys' level of regularity, but even just having one once a month would be excellent. It'd be great just to see the community grow and see our numbers get up to, like, the 20s and maybe 30s for some of these tournaments. Because I feel like the player base is there. They're just scattered all over the place right now, and they don't really know of the other players that are in the city. And I feel like having these monthly tournaments and switching which store holds the tournament will hopefully start moving people around a little bit and kind of interspersing them and getting them to actually play together and realize there are more Malifaux players here in the Portland area. And yeah, so that's kind of my push. I feel like this is a plan that can probably work for any game. I'm doing it for Malifaux because that's the game I really want to push and promote right now. As I do a podcast, and I like to talk about Malifaux. I like to play Malifaux. I usually play every Friday night at Guardian Games because they have a bar, and Malifaux and beers is good. But just Malifaux in general. I love playing the game. I love promoting the game. I just want to see it grow. This is a game I really, really like. I don't know. I'm just repeating myself again. I do that. I'm sorry. So, yeah, if anybody has any ideas on any other things I could potentially do to promote a community, I'm very open to suggestions. I'm at DanisSomeone on Twitter. That is DanisSomeone. Kind of back from my punk rock days, back in my younger days. I won't say how long ago that was. We'll leave that a mystery. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. I'm going to be probably doing another update after the tournament. I'll let people know kind of how it went and kind of some of the post-reactions from maybe some of the players. I'll be really curious to see how many of my regular opponents come from the one store. I'm hoping they can all make it. And it sounds like they're all planning on coming, and that would put us at about 8 people right there. And then if anybody, like I know at the Red Castle, where we're actually holding the tournament, when I went there, I think there was about 4 or 5 different Malifaux players I'd seen from time to time. So, I mean, if we can just get 2 of those, I mean, we're at 10, which is not a huge number, but it's a start. Like I said, I hope it snowballs. I hope we just start small with this first one, just get it out there. The next one we'll have a few more, and it'll just keep building, and more people will feel the need to run events, and maybe we can get to a point where people are running. Maybe we can get 1 or 2 tournaments a month just at the different stores. Because as far as the stores go, I know they like this kind of thing. They like people coming in and playing games in a tournament format. Brings people into their stores. It helps them out. In turn, helps our community out because it provides us with places to play, people to play against, and places to actually purchase models without having to go through exorbitant shipping costs, which is really nice. So yeah, I think that's about all I have so far. That's where I'm starting at. I started kind of getting active on the Facebook page and posting in there. We do have the City Portland. It's the Malifaux PDX page for Portland players. So if you're in that area and you're not a part of that page yet, get on it. If you're in the Portland, Oregon area or the Southern Washington area or wherever you're at, there's going to be a tournament October 11th at Red Castle Games. Show up. It'll start at 10. And let's kickstart this community. So yeah, that'll do it for me. I've been Dan, and you've been listening to Fools Daily.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.